This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Indian contingent at Hangzhou Asian Games today crossed the historic 100 medal mark, amassing record 105 medals. The medal tally includes 28 gold, 36 silver and 41 bronze. This is also only the second time India have won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. The latest medal was gold won by the men's kabaddi team. They defeated Iran in the final. The men's cricket team bagged gold after the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. India clinched another bronze medal as the women's hockey team beat Japan 2-1. In wrestling, Deepak Punia claimed silver medal in men's 86kg freestyle. The duo of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Janki Reddy clinched the gold in men's doubles in badminton. They beat South Korea's Choi Soil-Tu and Kim Won-Ho in straight games. Other gold medals were won in women's kabaddi and the men's individual archery compound events. The 100th medal for the country was won by the women's kabaddi team in a closely fought match. India beat Taipei 26-25 in a thrilling match. In men's individual compound archery final, Ojas Devthale grabbed the gold while Abhishek Verma settled for the silver medal. Starting on a high early in the morning, India bagged both gold and bronze in women's individual archery compound matches. Jyoti Surekha Venam scored a superb 149 in the final, while Aditi Gopichand Swami grabbed the bronze medal. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian contingent on winning a record 100 medals in the 19th Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. In a social media post, the President said the players have shown tremendous dedication, skill and character to reach the much-awaited sports milestone. She said the nation is extremely proud of each one of them. The Prime Minister in a social media post said it is a momentous achievement for India. He extended his heartfelt congratulations to the phenomenal athletes whose efforts have led to this historic milestone for India. Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated the Indian athletes on their feat.
हुई मेडल्स की बौछार इस बार 100 पार आपने वर्तमान और भविष्य के खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक नई प्रेरणा दी है और चीन में जब जब गोल्ड जीता तब तिरंगा शान से लहराया है और 100वां मेडल किसी और गेम में नहीं भारत की कबड्डी टीम ने जिताया है एशियन गेम्स के 72 साल के इतिहास में इस बार हमारे एथलीट्स ने कई विश्व रिकॉर्ड तोड़े और बहुत सारे एशियन रिकॉर्ड्स बनाए भी
Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang today visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga in Mangan district and the relief camp where about 200 people have taken shelter. The Chief Minister assured full support and assistance to people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes and informed that restoring road connectivity is the priority of the state government. Meanwhile, officials reached the cut-off Chungthang from Pegong this morning, crossing the Chungthang River using rope. The team comprising four people, Minister Samdup Lepcha, DIG Range North and East, Commanding Officer ITBP and SDM Chungthang, were the first people to reach Chungthang after the disaster hit the area severely. Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority has confirmed the death toll of 27 in the flash floods, including Indian Army personnel. 141 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away. Till now, 2,413 people have been rescued and 26 persons injured. Nearly 7,000 people have taken shelter in 22 relief camps. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held an important meeting to review announcements made in his Red Fort speech on Independence Day. Mr. Modi had mentioned about ensuring affordable credit for poor and middle-class housing. In line with this announcement, he reviewed the preparations to implement this announcement. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. In an advisory, the Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement, and stay close to safety shelters. And with that, we end this news bulletin.